20th, and you are listening to Sports Infusion. I am your host, Pamela Michelle. Sitting in with me is Big Papa. How are you doing tonight?
Doing good, you?
I'm doing well. So, we have a few things to get to tonight. We have a couple of NFL moves that have been made for fantasy football.
For my Dolphins, baby, Adrian Foster.
Woo-hoo-hoo. I don't think he's really going to have that big of an impact. I think he was brought in more for a mentor role.
For a guy.
Yeah.
Yep, for Jay.
I think that he was going to be more of a mentor.
Behind that line they put together, it's going to be all right. Should be nice, though. Yeah, you're right. He is more a mentoring role, but still, it's a damn good mentoring role.
I think that they may split some carries, but the problem is Foster is very prone to getting hurt.
Well, that's what they're going to try not to let him get hurt.
Right. So we'll see. I like that move a lot better than Fleener going to the New Orleans Saints.
Cody Fleener?
Yeah.
No big deal. You know,
woo. Well, the problem is with me, I don't trust any targets as far as receivers, whether they're tight ends or wide receivers for Drew Brees, because
yeah.
He always has so many.
Yep.
He never locks in on one. Maybe for one game or two games.
Oh, he locked in on Jimmy Graham a lot, but then he lost
himself. Yeah, and then they took Graham away. They took his favorite toy away.
Yeah. How about Fitzpatrick? They said they got a couple of pitches of him a couple of weeks ago, and I guess he's got a little gut now. I guess Wilkinson settled for the franchise tag. The big dude, Tom Brady, dropped it. It's over.
The NFL Players Association is going to be appealing it on behalf of Tom Brady, and Tom Brady gave them the permission to do so. They're still going to try to fight it, but he's still accepting his 4-game suspension. If they can fight it in the meantime and get it reduced, then the Players Association is going to do that. Just when we thought after 554 days, it's like it was over. It's not over just yet. It's just over on Tom Brady's end.
Yeah. Gotta keep it going. That's what they say. Keep it going. Oh, I just wish it never happened. You know, it's just so sad with the whole situation. Every quarterback does it. It's just that, you know what it is? They had to pick on them because
they picked on them because of Spygate. They couldn't nail them for Spygate as heavily as they wanted to. This was for the Patriots organization, and not so much against Tom Brady.
Right. That's sad. I just think it just ruined more of the game that they're just, I don't know, slowly but surely going to destroy that game. I hate to say, I mean, it'll never go away, but they're just making it, I don't know, it's like the no fun league. That's what I call it now.
That's what a lot of people call it now.
Yep. No fun league. It's sad. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I still think it's a good move on the Dolphins' part to bring in Adrian Foster.
I don't think it's a bad move. Like I said, as long as he's not expected to be the starter, which he's not,
right.
Then
I think he knows that too. So.
Yeah, well, he's had so much wear and tear on him as it was because they just rode him really hard.
Because they might use him mostly like third down situation. They bring him on first down just for like a decoy for a Jay. So we'll see. It should be interesting. I mean, this is to make it or break it for Tannehill because he's getting the weapons. He's got the line now. Let's see how it all gels. That's the thing. Can they all play good together?
Depending on how the Patriots go with their first 4 games, this could be the season for the Dolphins to actually take
or
the division or
the
Jets. The Jets look good.
Yeah.
I think
Miami has the best shot at it, though, I hope. We'll see.
Well, you got to see what the Patriots are going to do.
Those first 4 games, if they come up 2-2, they're still the Patriots, you know, but if they come out
2-2, and that's good because then you're going to get a pissed off Tom Brady coming back,
that's right. It's like having a pissed off, you know, Peyton Manning, Marino back in their day. Like any quarterback that comes back pissed off, they're coming out.
Oh, he's
going
to come back with something to prove.
Oh, heck yeah.
I mean, his main focus is going to be to get his team
and you don't know, they ain't going to really need running backs because you know he's going to come up to throw that ball.
the Patriots never really needed a whole lot. They would just basically had their running back to keep the game honest.
Keep it on in the dink and dunk. The dink and the dunk.
So normally we start the show with our segment, The Lesson Is. And my lesson this week is you don't realize how long it's been before you've seen a movie you love. And today, The Never Ending Story is 32 years old.
I watched it a couple of weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah, with that dog
the
flying
Luck
in
Dragon.
The yeah, I watched it a couple of weeks ago.
I loved that movie as a kid.
Yeah, it was good. I remember that. That was a good movie. I sat there and watched most of it, and then I shut it off to do something else.
Yeah.
It's a gay movie. It's a gay song.
So I thought it was a fun little fact that The Neverending Story came out 32 years ago today.
My quote of the day is, never, ever, ever give up on your dreams. Just for my daughter proving it today for me, because we've been dying for press passes to McCoy Stadium, and she did an awesome job. She got us two press passes for the Jeffrey Osborne Classic, which means we get to bump shoulders with Magic Johnson, Cedric the Entertainer, all these other athletes and superstars that come in the industry. It should be very interesting. I get to take all the pictures, and you'll have to look up on Tammy's website and check out the pictures I take, because, believe me, I'm going to try and catch them in some funky situations. Like if somebody's got mustard on their face or something, I'm going to get it. So TMZ, look up, because I might be sending you some pictures.
I think it's going to be fun. We went 2 years ago to the softball tournament.
And what was the surprise guest, Tam? Woo! Who was it? Kareem.
We didn't know that Kareem was going to be there.
Yeah.
And our seats where we had them, we saw Kareem and Magic playing catch. So we had pretty good seats, and we were pretty close.
Then I got the sweet picture of Magic, Worthy, and Kareem together. That was a nice picture.
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, especially going on the field. We're not going to be sitting up in the bleachers with all the bucket people. The bucket.
Well, they did start advertising it a couple of days ago on
the
radio.
Today too.
Yeah.
The newspaper.
So hopefully.
He said he gets around $600,000 a year from that tournament thing that he does. I guess it's like 600 grand that he raises up. I don't know if it's over the years he's done it, but it said something about 600 grand that gets distributed throughout Rhode Island.
Quite a few people the last time we went.
Plus, you got to realize the celebrities must donate money and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Once they get a fun day to come out to Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Woohoo! Well, I guess they're having wrestling at McCoy Stadium this weekend.
Are they?
Yeah, I was reading it in the paper. Sting, Rhino, one of the Hardy Boys is wrestling. Yeah, they're going to have wrestling. I guess they're going to start bringing different events to the stadium to showcase it as more than just, the baseball field. Yeah. I guess they're just trying to do whatever they can.
What's coming?
It says Sting. Something
TNA?
About Sting and his Stars or something. Sting and the Stars are coming.
Oh, because as far as I knew, that both Hardy Boys were under contract
Maybe it is
for
TNA.
TNA
that's coming. Maybe it is them. But I know Sting's coming, Rhino, Teddy Long. So, yes, TNA, right? Teddy Long's there, too,
I don't know. I haven't watched TNA. And
yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens. You know, with Nia.
I think she's around.
Yeah, she's over there, a mascot. But we'll see what happens. It should be interesting. Maybe I can get a picture of you with Magic. Or better yet, you take a picture of me with Magic. Woo-hoo! Me and the Magic. No, I want to meet Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah, you said that.
Little short roly-poly dude. Maybe I'll go up and crack some jokes. Maybe he'll go, I ain't really funny, man. And I'll be like, well, you ain't really funny, man. And then he'll probably say, well, I don't think it's funny what you're saying. I say, well, you ain't funny what you're saying either. All right, so let's move on now. Joe Kelly's in Pawtucket pitching really well right now, so he could be the Red Sox savior.
They need a savior because David Price
isn't
doing. Yeah.
I told you David Price is going to be a
box. I didn't like the David Price deal anyway. I never liked the David Price deal. No, I didn't. I wanted them to get a package to get Sonny Gray from the Athletics.
Yeah. Oh, they were shipping them. Bean was willing to give them to them, too. They wanted something good.
They wanted a lot of
return. They wanted Bet Bradley and Bogart, didn't they?
And
they wanted the killer bees. Yeah, they wanted the bees. It's not, hey, you got to do what you got to do. But they, thank God they didn't get rid of Bet Bradley or Bogart.
No, you can't.
you have to give up a lot to get a good starting pitcher, but at the same time, you can't.
I just, you know, I swear, when they said they were going after Price, I just was not thrilled about the deal, but Price is a rich man for pitching crappy. Maybe Petey should go out to the mound and help him out. You know, say, hey, you're doing
well,
this
well. Well, he already did.
He tried to, oh, that's right, he did help Price.
He already did do that.
It's a shame. I love the Red Sox. What are they, in third place now? Still,
no, they're
right?
In second place
they moved
now.
Up.
Yeah.
Who's in first? Baltimore
still? Baltimore still. They're, I think, a game and a
who's
half.
Who's the best team in baseball right now? Who's got the best record? Do you know? Probably
not
National League, but Houston's still kicking the bed? Houston,
yeah, they're pretty bad.
Yeah, it's another bad team. So I see T.O. launched a new clothing line out there. I guess because they didn't put him in the Hall of Fame, he said, oh, I'm going to go make my own clothing. What is that? That ain't pissing nobody off. I don't see why T.O. didn't get in the Hall of Fame. At least second ballot, he should have got picked up. I mean, T.O. was great for the game.
He was great for the game. I think he played the game well. I actually think he could still play the game. Maybe
nobody,
not as fast as he did, but I think that he still.
You never know. Does he still hang out?
Does
he still hang out with Ocho Cinco?
I don't think so. I think that's
heard nothing about Ocho Cinco.
No, because
huh?
He was just an
ass. We just gave Ocho free publicity. We can't do that. Stop! I even said that about Ocho Cinco.
He was just an act. I mean, at least Terrell Owens had talent.
Yeah.
He had actual
he still does.
Talent. I still think he does too. I still think he could play if he really wanted to. Maybe not as fast.
See where Tim Tebow talked at Donald Trump's thing, convention. He didn't come out?
No.
I guess Tom Brady, I guess he Trump didn't invite Brady either.
I don't think Brady would have went.
Yeah.
Well, but the funny thing is about the convention is that for somebody who hasn't followed a traditional campaign, Donald Trump's been doing it very traditionally for the Republican National Convention.
Right.
And meaning that
he's been a good boy.
Well, yeah, but it's been broken up into, obviously, a couple different nights the way it always is. He had his son speak last night, and his daughter that he had with Marla Maples spoke last night. His daughter, Ivanka, spoke the first night. But as tradition, the wife on the first night usually closes out the RNC.
Right.
And Melania, who claims that she wrote her speech, actually plagiarized Michelle Obama's 2008 speech.
Oh, wow.
And it was not a good look. For one, they shouldn't have had her speak anyway. If he doesn't do a conventional campaign, it was painful to listen to her speak because she sounded like one of those fembots from Austin Powers.
Right. Probably made all blondes look dumb again, too.
It's like she's a trophy wife.
Yeah,
that's what she is. She's a trophy wife. But you know, to actually list a speech from Michelle Obama from 2008,
oh,
but everybody's all up in arms about it. But what people forget to, you know, remember is that Obama actually plagiarized the speech from Deval Patrick and took a couple of, you know, paragraphs from Deval Patrick's speech and used it as his own.
Huh.
So this borrowing speeches
has been going on for
a while, but why do that? It just was a bad look.
Yeah.
But he did have Scott Baio speak.
Oh, I heard,
Charles in Charge spoke.
Charles in Charge, yeah. So I was reading today about the Patriots are saying LeGarrette Blount might not even make their roster. I mean, they're going to let him participate, but they said he might not make the roster. That's a slap in his face. But
I don't know if it's a slap in his face. If he can't play, he can't play.
Yeah. He just had, what, hip surgery, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't ever feel like LeGarrette Blount was completely great.
No, he was just a workhorse that could plow up the middle. And, you know, what are you going to do?
I kind of view him a little bit in the same category as Peyton Hillis,
yeah,
where he had, like, one really stellar year, and then he kind of slipped off the net because people figured out how to block him. They schemed for him.
Yep.
And then, you know, by season three, he was eating ice cream on his couch.
Yep. Sad. Peyton Hillis actually had talent, but I think he was on the wrong team, too. Another one.
He ended up getting out of the league, and then the Giants ended up, you know, giving him a second chance.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't
really
do much for them
either.
He ended up getting hurt.
Mm. So they've already got five coaches on the hot seat already, and football season hasn't even started yet. You know, I mean, it's pretty sad. I mean, Jason Garrett, of course, he's always on the hot seat no matter what. But Gus Bradley, I think Gus Bradley deserves a shot with Jacksonville because, I mean, last year they actually looked pretty good. Hopefully this
They're
year
they
look a little better.
Slowly every year.
Right. I just hate when a coach gets a job and he doesn't do anything in 2 years and then you fire him. You don't give him a chance to really get that workhorse wheels motion. You know,
well, that's because they want results right away.
Winning, yeah, winning
and Jacksonville is such a – they're so starving right now, and they need to put people in the seats. They're just not doing it.
No.
And they need to win to do that. I mean, it's just the same old cliche. Winning is going to cure everything. It will put the fans back in the seats instead of them trying to do these gimmicky nights to try to get people to go.
Stephen Ross with the Dolphins when he first brought them, selling the seats to, you know, the Williams sisters and all these other people, which I thought was disgusting. But, I mean, I'm a Dolphin fan, but I just didn't think what he did was just nasty. Still, what are you going to do? Hopefully this year could be the year. How about Odell Buchan coming out about Norman going to the Redskins? I guess he was happy for him.
Yeah.
And again, now he's faced him twice a year too now. So we'll see what happens there. But then again, they say that other wide receiver that the Giants picked up is supposed to be almost like Odell. Was it Stevens or Shepard or something?
Shepard. The Giants, I think, have a really strong chance of winning the NFC East this year.
Well, the division really, it's
not a good division for one.
No.
But the Giants haven't been good for a couple of years.
I mean, if you go 7-6, if you can at least stay 500, you can win that division. That's the sad part.
Well, you can win that division easily at 9-7.
The thing I don't like is, you know, you got three teams that go, say, 10-6, 11-5, and their third place team is 10-6 too, and they don't even make the playoffs. But yeah, 7-8 wins their division, and they're in the playoffs. It's just, I don't know. I just never liked it, but that's how they do it.
Yeah, that's the way it's broken
down.
Now,
they talk more about adding more teams. Have you heard anything about it?
I have not. Right now, the focus is pretty much on where the Raiders are going to go. And now that Las Vegas has a hockey team, Las Vegas is really becoming the attractive destination for the Oakland Raiders
awesome.
To go to.
The Raiders go to Las Vegas, the bad boys.
Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Let's see what happens, because, you know, Davis would jump too, I bet, just to get out of Oakland or wherever. But that's sad because, you know, that's
such
a
story. Well, their stadium is supposed to be really terrible.
Yeah, fuck it is. Look where it is. But I'm just saying, it's kind of sad if Oakland does leave, you know, Los Angeles or wherever they are, and those fans lose their football team. That's like when Cleveland, you know, with all that. It's just sad when such a tradition is built in one city and then they up and take the team away. At least St. Louis, they did it to them twice.
I think that probably one of the more sadder teams leaving was the Seattle Supersonics.
Oh, yeah.
I think that that was one of the sadder teams.
That was Seattle went to San Antonio, didn't it? Or was it Dallas?
No, Seattle, I think, was Oklahoma now.
I know it was one of them.
Seattle is Oklahoma now. But I just thought that was really sad because Seattle was starting to really become a great sports city.
Yeah.
And they just ripped Sonics away from them.
Yeah. And I guess they're not going to let them get another basketball franchise. I was watching, is it Bill Simmons? You ever see that guy, Bill Simmons?
Yeah, he's a idiot.
But, I mean, he had some pretty cool guests on. I guess Cuban was on there, and they said if they voted to bring a team back to Seattle, he goes, it'd get voted down 31-1. He goes, nobody wants another team in Seattle for some reason or nothing. They just wouldn't allow it. I'm like, that's really sad. But that's just how it is. The owners don't want it. Because it would be like another one of those teams, you know, cities starting over and not even going to compete or nothing. So he said, it's not worth it. They'd lose money by putting another team. Yeah, we'll see. It's just sad. I think every state should have their own team. But then again, that'd be way too many teams then.
Well, it'd be ridiculous then.
Yeah. You'd have to split it into like three different divisions then. But you'd have to have a lot more playoff teams too and shit. It'd start off way different. You have to go to a college type thing where the top, like, 17, 16.
I think that doing that, if you went to a college system, I think the NFL would lose a little bit of what makes it so good.
Yeah. Well, who knows? We'll see what happens. Well, I guess we're not playing fantasy football this year, huh? We guess we got kicked off our fantasy league. I don't really care anyways. That league was getting pretty, like, political, I think.
I don't think it was getting political.
They were cheating. You know, he was letting trades go without telling everybody. I mean, there was a few that got made that we didn't even know about.
Yeah, there was a few that got made that I know about that I questioned after. Mm. The funny thing is that I know that they were scared because they knew that when you draft smart, you're going to have a good chance of winning.
Hey, I had a good team. I didn't have a good team. Well, I lost what? Let's see, I lost all my starters in the first 4 weeks, and I still came out of it strong and made it to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl. I don't really care. You know what? I'm just getting, I don't know, fantasy football's fun. I just might go and play, like, on a free league and just go for the fun of it this year and have some fun playing. We'll see. I don't know yet. You
well,
play money leagues, right?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. I might just join a league and just pay it.
I'm
go
definitely calming down on my fantasy football, so I'm not joining as many leagues. I get a lot of invitations to join, but I'm not going to. Last year, I was in far too many.
Yeah, because you can't keep track of them all. It's like
well,
it becomes a business.
The ones that I really wanted to pay attention to, I paid attention to. Right. And then the other ones, I just kind of set the lineups and then just
and
let
then
them
just
ride.
Let it ride, yep.
You know, and just let it ride and just pay attention, like go back to those teams maybe every couple weeks. You know, see what was going on, screw around with my roster a little bit.
You do a thing like that and you just let it ride, and all of a sudden you're like 11-0, and you're like, whoa, how'd that happen?
That happened one year. I just like put the lineup in, and a lot of my players didn't have a bye week until week 10.
Wow. That's how I was starting to pick my players, was by their bye weeks, because I didn't want to have three, because you have to look at that now, because if you have three players off on 1 week, you're in trouble.
I'd rather have that, though. That doesn't come into play with me.
The same
I would
and
rather.
Boom, that's it.
I actually would rather have the strategy of having like 80% of my team on a bye week and just taking the friggin' loss
Take
that
loss,
week,
and
then
the
just
the whole
get the whole goal is to get into the playoffs.
Yeah,
and then have
exactly
the best
right.
team for the playoffs. So I would never not draft somebody because of this wide receiver and that wide receiver being on the same bye week. If they're on the same bye week, I could give a shit less.
I never looked. I always looked at it by my. I always try to pick players by their bye week, so I didn't have three or four. But then again, you think of it that way. Once you get it over with, it's done. It's over.
Yeah.
Instead of
I think
week,
it's better because
then
if you do that, you have three players on a bye 1 week, and then you have two players on a bye, and then you have two more players on a bye.
Right.
It's like it's staggered.
Yeah.
And it's like you don't have somebody who has a really great week to pick up the slack for a superstar that you might have on a bye week. You're going to get screwed and lose.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You could actually have potential losses a couple weeks in a row as opposed to just taking one knockout loss that you know you're going to give away anyway.
Exactly. What I think is hard to do is, you ever tried fantasy baseball?
Oh, I'm in a league.
You got to probably set it all up every day.
You
go
do.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a commitment. I respect people who do fantasy baseball and do a couple of leagues because it is definitely a commitment.
Yeah, it is.
I've already given up.
Yeah.
My team's not doing bad.
Yeah. Oh, are you winning?
Yeah, I'm actually winning. I'm in fourth right now.
How many team leagues?
Right now, 10.
No, something like baseball, you can have like a 14, 16 team league.
Yeah,
so
you
many
can
because
there's so many players.
Yeah.
So it's 10 right now, but it's also, I like baseball because you can leave your team alone and start off really great, or you can start off really shitty, and it's not going to matter much.
Right. How many games? Now, they play like a regular season, like baseball too, the 162?
Almost, yeah.
No, they got to cut it for the playoffs.
Yeah, they cut it for the playoffs,
like 140.
But it goes to about the beginning of September.
Yeah.
And then the
like
playoffs 140
games, start. 130 games,
yeah, it's
probably.
A lot of games, but just I don't necessarily know if I'm going to do that next year.
Right.
But somebody had asked me to do it, and I did.
That's tough baseball season.
It is tough. Mm. And the worst thing is, too, I wasn't able to make it to the draft. We had a party that night.
Oh.
We had a party that night, the night of the draft. Kyle's 16th birthday.
Oh, that's right, it was.
I was 16 first. It was the night of my fantasy baseball draft, and I just auto-drafted, so I got stuck with whatever auto-draft gave me, and then I had to kind of...
Yeah, you can always fix that
which
after,
which auto-draft
too.
Actually isn't bad. I
yeah.
actually prefer doing that sometimes.
You put down who you wanted, number one, number
yeah.
twos, and you get to pick, like, three or four different players of who you want.
Yeah, you
so
do, but...
you don't
those,
get one, they bounce
if you. If those players aren't taken, the computer's good at picking...
I did an auto-draft for fantasy football one year on Yahoo, and I ended up with a freaking stacked football team. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it's really...
The game is chance when you play any of those. I mean, if you're playing against...
Any
start,
of them.
Screwed, so any of them is right. It's a game of chance.
It's like, we'll talk about that when we come back from our commercial break. We're going to listen to a commercial break from our friends at DeWalt Brewing and some of the programming on the Spy Network. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Tired of your coworker talking trash because he just laid the smackdown on your team?
Wondering why you always seem to be 2-4 after 6 games?
Wouldn't it be great if you had someone on your side to make sure you always made the right move?
Tired of getting the same advice from some idiot on the four-letter network that gave himself a nickname?
When you decide you're serious about winning, when you realize that maybe you can't do this alone, tune into Fantasy Jam. The Buffalo and the Fish will turn you into winners.
Right here on this network.
The charity that I would just encourage people to go look at is called the A21 Campaign. And they are rescuing boys and girls, men and women, from sexual slavery all over the globe. And it's one of these epidemics that not too many people know about. You read about it in the news, but people just put their head in the sand and pretend like it's not happening. But it's happening in our backyard here in California. It's happening all over our great country, all over the world. The A21 Campaign, just hit their website, follow them on Twitter or Instagram. Every single day they're posting news and Instagram posts or tweets about different kids or women that they've rescued from horrible, atrocious situations that have been sold into sexual slavery, and they're doing great work. If you can give $1 a month, $2 a year, whatever you can give, I would just encourage people to find out the A21 Campaign and give what they can.
You may not always drink hard cider, but when you do, make your choice. Mixed berry apple cider. Prepare yourself. DeWalt Brewing Company.
Are you wondering what happened to good podcasts? One that not only gives you your fill of sports but pop culture as well? Well, every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you need to get infused with Sports Infusion. I'm your host, Pamela Michelle, and I'm joined every week by my co-host, Andrew Fishbane. We give you all the sporting topics you could ever want, plus a little bit of pop culture. Opinions equal passion, and that's exactly what you get on Sports Infusion. Follow us on Twitter at sports_infusion to get infused.
You're back. You're listening to Sports Infusion. Guys, if you do want to call into the show, you can do so at 657-383-1442. Again, we want to thank our friends at DeWalt Brewing Company for sponsoring the show and putting out such a fine product.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were talking...
You're waiting for free beer.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Mm. Oh, you never know.
It doesn't hurt to ask.
What you drinking there? Is that rum and coke?
No.
Rum, Diet Pepsi?
No.
A little bit of tequila? Captain?
No.
Just
no.
Plain soda?
Just plain soda.
Boring.
You're trying to egg me on? I have no liquor in the house. This is a dry house right now. The only thing that's in the house is catnip.
Yeah, we can't get high off that.
Yeah, we don't
the cats, you know. I don't know what it's made out of, but it's amazing how weird they get. Especially, Monty is really bad. Even the owls. As soon as you open the container, he's like, meh. I've never heard a meow before. Oh, we're talking about your boyfriend? But I don't know. It should be an interesting season this year. They're starting, I guess, free agency for NHL now. It's opening the door. So that should be another.
I'm interested to see how this is going to pan out, because everybody that owned a professional sporting franchise was so afraid to put something in Vegas. And I don't understand why. I think Vegas is a great city. The tourism there is off the hook.
One out of two people that go to Vegas sell their sports fans. You know?
Well, not only that, but when we went to Vegas for New Year's, they told us there that they were the busiest two times a year, New Year's and Super Bowl. People literally go to Vegas and make the Super Bowl an event there.
Yeah. They have the parties and everything there, and you get to watch it. You can watch it on any place with the big screen.
Yeah. I just think that Vegas would be a great sports town to have a franchise at. So I'm excited for them to see how this is going to play out, because you figure it's really high tourism there.
Well, they probably figure put a hockey thing there first, see how the hockey goes.
Well,
and
because
then
hockey is a different kind of animal, too, as far as sports go. It really is. It's a different breed.
Hockey fans are crazy, too.
They are, but I think it would be cool just to go and watch a game in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
If you're there and it's hockey season, I think that it would be great to watch a game there. And, you know, when you put something, we put a franchise in a place that is so heavily packed with visitors, I think it kind of backfired almost for the Orlando Magic. Orlando is a huge tourist destination.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is the people that go to Orlando aren't taking their families to Magic games.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they're taking them to Disney.
Right.
So I think that that's why this is different. Because
that's why the heat was so good when they brought it to Miami.
Now you can't pay the fans to go in there.
Right, exactly.
I mean, these are fans who don't deserve a friggin' basketball team when they leave during a playoff game when their team's down, and then pound on the doors to get back in when the team gets back into the game.
It's like leaving a football game. Like I know, what was it? I've seen fans leave a Pats game, and all of a sudden the Pats start doing well.
Well,
and
that
fans
Denver
want to come
Patriots
back.
Game is notorious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the people were leaving.
Mm-hmm. And then they were trying to get back in.
Yep. It was the same. I mean, if you buy a ticket, you stay there because you pay for that ticket. Get your, you get your money's worth.
Either that,
especially
or
how
you
much the tickets are now, it's outrageous.
Oh, it's outrageous. Well, especially when you make a commitment to go.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a commitment to go, you go. But if you make it, if you're leaving, then please don't leave. And then when the team gets back, it's climbing back in, walk back in the building.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be allowed back in.
No. Once you leave out that stadium, and if you're not going to the park, out to the parking lot to drink and then going back in, then you're not allowed back in.
But there's usually not any sport that you can do that with except maybe football.
Yeah.
You really can't, because there's other sports that do not, they're not associated with tailgating. Tailgating is a very football type of event.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not tailgating for baseball. It's not tailgating for hockey.
Nope.
I mean, the most
basketball.
The most of baseball is at least up near Fenway. I would imagine maybe in a few other cities it would be like this. You go before the game and you go to like you go to a couple of the bars. Who's on first and stuff, and you get a couple of drinks because they're obviously cheaper than the drinks that they're serving you in the park.
Yeah, they are, and you don't know if the beer's watered down.
Right. Well, actually, who got in trouble for that? I wonder if there was a franchise that got into trouble for that. I want to say it might have been the Brewers that got in trouble for that. Watering their beer down, watering down their alcohol.
Yeah, it was one of the stadiums.
I can't remember off the top of my head right now. I believe that that's who got in trouble, that got busted for it.
Who knows? I mean, it's sad. I mean, this. I don't know why. You're paying $8, $9 for a beer, and it ain't even a, what's a 7-ounce cup now? It's not even a big beer.
It's not
no
even
more.
A 12-ounce anymore.
No, that's why you buy the bottled beer. But even still, how do you know they're not doing it to that now, too? The watered down, ordering special through Budweiser and stuff.
The bottled beer, I think, is a little different just because it's already sealed. They open it in front of you.
Right.
If they're not opening it in front of you, then, you know, I think that that's
suspicious about it.
Yeah.
Oh. Big guard dog downstairs. You hear him? Ooh, ooh.
No.
I don't know. We'll see. It should be a good season, though. Who did the Giants pick up? Anybody else besides Shepard in the draft that looks good?
You know, they picked up a few offensive line pieces.
They got a
for Eli. Eli is very comfortable right now. I think that, you know, he's fully adjusted to McAdoo's system.
Yeah.
JPP is going to be interesting for me to see because now he is got a year, not a full year, but under his belt playing without his hand, basically. I mean, he's basically the one-armed bandit right now.
Yeah.
And I think the only reason why...
I still don't think they should allow him to play with that thing on his arm. I mean, that's like a freaking lethal weapon when he whacks you with it.
I feel like that was almost a test to see exactly how it was going to play out.
Right.
See if he was going to use it in a club manner.
Yeah. That's what they probably were waiting to see, if he was going to use it like that.
He didn't, though. I mean, it didn't really slow him down too much.
The earphone was bothering my ear for some reason. Oh, it should be cool, though, going to McCoy Stadium. I can't wait to go. Actually go on the field. And I mean, can you imagine? We're going to actually get to get that close to these guys. Magic Johnson. I mean, I'm not a Lakers fan, but still, Magic is in the top five as one of the all-time great basketball players. It's going to be interesting. It really is, especially for you. What are you going to do when you get that close to him? Huh?
I don't know. So you're going to
go, hey, Magic, you got like a dozen condoms in my pocketbook, big boy.
No.
I bet you he's a down-to-earth, really nice guy in person. He's got to, because you think about it. He takes time out of his life to go do this. I mean, it isn't a big charity event, really. It's a good size event. And
how
many other people?
But it's not like it's at Fenway Park.
Right. I mean, but it's kind of cool, though. Figure, like when we went, we didn't expect who came up. Chris Rock, Cedric the Entertainer, and all these other people. Michael Rappaport and all these other guys that came out. It was like,
Michael Rappaport is local, though. He's a local guy.
He's from around Boston, here, isn't he?
Yeah.
Did James Woods come to Boston? Yeah.
I
don't know.
No, but I would love
a
James Woods team.
Yeah, and then they had Saxton and what's his name, the other one there, the two golfers. They were there too. So.
They had the Belviv DeVoe guys there too.
Oh, that's right. They were there, Belviv and DeVoe. It should be fun. I can't wait to be on the field and look up at the stadium and say, wow, look at you people where you are.
Well, it'll be the first time you actually legitimately have the right to be there instead of just going into the, you know,
the locker room and
locker
walking
room,
out.
Walking out.
Somebody. Yeah, true. It should be interesting, though. We'll see. It's going to be fun. I just can't believe we got the press passes. I mean, you had to pinch yourself, didn't you, when he gave them to you? Didn't you be like,
no. I knew I was getting them.
Oh, the big head's coming. Look out, her headphones are getting awfully big on her head right now. Getting as big as her boobies, fellas. Woo-hoo. You should see the size of these things, boys.
Oh,
they're busting out right now. I think she needs to get a new bra, guys. Yeah.
No.
No? You think so?
No, I have plenty of new bras,
actually. Oh, well. What else do I got here on my little playlist that I wrote down some other stuff here? So it isn't Odell Beckham going out with Chloe then, right? Because that's the way it looked on the yard burner. Is that what it's called?
She like a couple of months ago, she was rumored to be dating him. But now, maybe. I just want any Kardashian to stay away any.
Oh, I would. Yeah. Anybody
far away from
stay
any
away
of my Giants players.
Yes.
You know, Kim Kardashian and...
Ryan Seacrest was a genius. You realize he got the people hooked on them. I'm like, oh, I think I watched the show once.
Well,
and
he
I was
capitalized
like,
on, he knew exactly when to strike when the iron was hot. I mean, Robert Kardashian obviously was part of OJ's defense team. You know, so he just had recently passed away when the show was coming out, too.
Right.
You know, he hit it just right, and it didn't hurt. I still say that the sex tape that Kim Kardashian had with Ray J, Brandy's brother,
that
was a setup. It's just too convenient of timing that the tape comes out when the show's coming out.
Yeah,
and
it's a big publicity thing.
The best line ever that was uttered on that show was by Chris Humphries.
He's the only normal guy on that whole show that wasn't getting screwed. Well, he did get screwed.
Well, Chris Humphries was married to Kim Kardashian.
No.
But he, the best line was on the show was uttered by him. And when she was doing her little princess baby fit, he turned around and he was like, a couple of years ago, nobody knew who you were. You were just some girl selling clothes in a boutique in the valley.
Right.
And that's exactly what she was.
Right.
You know, she came from money. She had her own boutique with her sister selling kids' clothes.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you know, the show happened. She basically, you know, she basically pimped herself out. I mean, and now she's
family.
And her family, she's one of the most famous people, most recognizable people in the world for doing fucking nothing.
That's recognizable because of social media, too. I mean,
right,
anybody...
exactly. Social media has a big play in it. I mean, she gets paid to tweet. Like, a company offers her money to say that she uses their products when she obviously doesn't.
Right.
You know,
but
I mean,
that's all the way it is in Hollywood. It's sad, but true. It's a shame. They're basically, like you said, they pimp themselves off for success.
Right.
It's like the old model, like, actresses used to sleep on the director's couches. Guarantee they probably did to get the big pots and stuff. Now it's like, I don't know, it's just strange. You make a sex tape or you do something stupid and all of a sudden your publicity thing goes up and you all of a sudden you got publicity and everybody wants a piece of it now. It's just crazy. And half the people don't realize that it's a setup, you know? Like,
right.
Oh, look who just got seen at the restaurant
the
together.
The only person who ever, I truly believe, never had anything to do with a legit leaking of a sex tape was Bret Michaels. And the only reason why
Michaels had a sex tape?
Was Pamela Anderson, yeah.
Another one.
Well, I mean...
He wasn't as big as Tommy Lee, I bet.
I don't think anybody is.
Yeah. I bet you like watching that sex tape, huh? With that big shawanka. You were like,
The whole point of it was, is that the tape was...
I'm thinking
was,
about not.
No, I'm not. The tape was actually stolen. And he put a lawsuit... I'm trying to be serious here.
I'm being serious.
No.
All right, let's be serious.
I'm trying to be serious here.
All right, lay it on me, Bret Michaels. He wasn't big, I bet, huh?
I never seen it.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Pam Anderson was so
And Scott Baio had her, too.
Scott Baio?
Right when she was off the bus from Canada, yeah.
Oh, he got her when she came right off.
Yeah,
yeah.
He got her when she was fresh.
Yeah.
When she was good and in her prime.
Yeah.
She was beautiful.
And she had fake real boobies then, too.
Yeah, she was beautiful.
Yeah, she was. Very pretty girl. It's a shame. Then she went to Playboy Mansion, and the rest is history. I remember her centerfold. Oof, she was dynamite. She still is.
She still
is
great.
The Borat movie, the idiot movie he just made about. Oh my god, I got to marry you.
Well, the thing is, too, they did have recently a Playboy playmate in the news. Her name is Dani Mathers, and she was Playboy playmate of the year 2015. Last year, she was the last one.
Right.
Because now Playboy has reformatted their magazine where they're not doing nudes anymore. They made their magazine more of like an FHM with cool, sexy shots, no nudes anymore.
Fantasy,
more like a
more
fantasy,
like a fantasy
type of magazine.
Like underneath that. Yeah, I know what you mean. That's
So what she got in trouble for was she was in an LA fitness locker room. And you're not supposed to have your cell phone in these locker rooms. So she has a social media app called Snapchat.
Right.
She snapped a photo of a woman who was in the shower, and she sent it out on Snapchat saying, if I can't unsee this, neither can you.
Wow.
And it was disgusting. Because, for one, it's illegal for her to do that because this woman was unsuspecting. She had no clue. It's very inappropriate. And her apology was so vapid that it made me sick.
Yeah.
Because she basically didn't apologize correctly, saying she was very immature, she should have never done it. Her excuse was, I didn't realize it was going to everybody on Snapchat. I thought I was only sending it to a particular friend.
Right.
That doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it right. I mean, this woman is going to the gym, and she's trying to better herself. Obviously,
she's taking a shower. Here's Pam Anderson taking a video of her. She must have thought she was sexy.
I don't think so. Not if she said, if I can't unsee this, you can't either.
Right.
I mean, she was body shaming this woman.
Right.
Which is,
that's,
you know,
a shame. There's no reason for that.
It
so
really
did you
is
see
disgusting.
Where, what was, a couple of months ago, I was reading about Pam Anderson. I guess her son is, what, 18 now or 17 or something?
Yeah, something.
Younger. And I guess she's trying to stop the video of her and Tommy Lee, and she, I guess she doesn't want her kids to see it. I'm like, you made it. How are your kids not going
to
see it?
Well, it's already out there. I mean,
right.
You can't, if she wanted to stop it, she should have stopped it years ago when
yeah.
it came out.
Right.
And that is my whole point about Bret Michaels. Bret Michaels did not want that video to be out there. He took.
He did, guaranteed.
He took Vivid to court for that.
Right.
And he said, you know, it wasn't shot to look good. It wasn't shot for angles. It was shot for them to enjoy each other in the moment. They were
right.
two people in love, and that's what they wanted to do.
Right.
And that was a very private moment that somebody took to
you don't think
profit.
She released that video? You think she let it go?
No. No. No, the bodyguard.
And did Michael sue Vivid?
Yeah.
Did he win?
He did.
Yeah.
Because there is not a trace of that video
you think
anywhere.
He's got hair under that hat, or is that a hat hair? You think that hat's got the hair built into it already? You think that's his real hair? Because, you know, he's always worn a friggin' hat except for back in the day.
I think he's very bald on top.
Yeah. Very bald, yeah.
I think he's very bald on top.
And I tell you, if he wasn't Bret Michaels, he wouldn't get all that. He wouldn't get all that pussy, believe me. No friggin' way. Like when it was like, what was that, Bret Michaels house he did? All
yeah.
those women were strippers.
Of course
all of
they
them
were.
Stripping. They must have went to the strip club and said, okay, you. That redhead was deviant, though. That one redhead that was on that show, she
those
was really
those shows were great to watch. They were such a guilty pleasure of mine, and
yeah.
you're almost embarrassed that you actually watched them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you couldn't stop watching them.
I could, except for
yes,
the chicks. The chicks were hot. Woo! If it was a guy with a girl, I would never watch it, but the chicks were hot in that show.
Well, this was designed for that.
It was amazing. So what do you think? Think the Red Sox are going to pull it out or what? Think they're going to stop coming back? Well, they say Joe Kelly is the – if he can pitch another game or two, I guess, then they're going to bring him right up.
Yeah.
And he is coming back. He's pitching well, too. So, but he's pitching triple-A ball, too, so it's not like the majors.
It's not like the majors. I still think that the Red Sox are an ace short
now,
of where
they
need to be.
Can they still pick up players? Can they still go out and get players? Or
they
is it,
still,
can,
yeah, but they want so much now for a good player.
Oh.
You know, I mean, they picked up Pence.
Who?
They picked up Pence, I think.
Oh yeah.
And
I don't follow it as much.
He was starting tonight. But I guess he did well the first four innings and I tried to get the game I couldn't. And
we'll figure a way to download Sports Devil, because Sports Devil's the channel. We'll figure it out.
And just the wheels just came off.
Yeah. So they ended up losing?
Yeah. I think it might have.
Well, we'll see what happens. That's why the article was in the Times, I think, tonight, because they were saying that Joe Kelly could be the answer. Because they need a middle reliever, too, though. They need somebody in the middle there, don't they?
They have a middle reliever.
They need a closer.
They have a closer.
Yep.
They need a starting pitcher. They need. The problem is that it's almost like what came first, the chicken or the egg. What wins you football games, offense or defense? I believe that no matter how great your offense is,
defense.
The Red Sox is
right.
great.
Yeah.
They have a great offensive line.
Right.
Poppy is playing out of his mind
yeah.
thanks to the juke.
But defense, you know what? If,
no
you don't have, if you don't have defense, the other team's going to score just as much as you're scoring. So.
Right, exactly. In baseball.
Just look at the Pats when they won their first Super Bowl. That was their defense
oh,
that,
was
that won
all
that.
Their
and
that
was Adam Vinatieri. And I think not the second one, but the third one, too, the defense was ultimately winning that one for them, too.
Well, and that's like in baseball. Like, you have to have good pitching.
Yeah.
I believe you can be good pitching, and I'm going to take good pitching over a good hitting lineup any day of the
that's
week.
That's right, because you've got to hit the ball in order to get them on base.
Right, if you can't
ball,
touch what my pitcher's throwing,
right.
you're not going anywhere.
That's right.
Give me good pitching
well,
over good hitting.
I would love to take the almanac that's right now dated this year and go back like 20 years and pick out all the Super Bowls.
Oh, yeah, like Back to the Future.
Oh, my God, like Back to the Future. Can you imagine? Oh, my God, I'd be so rich.
Then you would have a fortress like this.
Yeah, but then you could also, you know, maybe fix things, too. You never know. Could fix a lot of stuff, like close the borders before anything ever happened, the 9/11 and stuff. That would be awesome. Or you knew it was going to happen, and you're like, get those guys at the airport. I don't know. It would be cool. I mean, that was cool what they did in Back to the Future with the Almanac.
That's a great fucking
movie. It's a great series. You know what? They really didn't destroy it. Except
the Western one
wasn't the greatest, but I mean, what are you going to do? They were pushing it to try to make more money.
The second one worked, so I thought.
Oh, heck yeah.
The second Back to the Future, I think, was just as good as the first one. I think
it was
pretty good.
The third one was the Western one.
Yeah, the third one was okay. It was still entertaining.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
It was cute. But I don't know. I want to see the new Ghostbusters. It's supposed to be all set, but we can't get it. We can get everything else. Tarzan. So Justice puts on Facebook the other night, right?
Yeah.
He was like, I hear Tarzan's good, but it's an old man movie. So we'll see what happens. I mean, but it wasn't too bad. I mean, the guy from True Blood played Tarzan.
Mm-hmm.
It was all right. I mean, it wasn't. I mean, it just seemed like you started watching it and it was over.
Yeah,
I was looking
up
a movie earlier today, right? The movie was an hour and 10 minutes, 70 minutes for a movie. I'm like, wow.
Really? Which movie was that?
I don't remember what it was. It was on one of the. Me and Mama were on the horror genre. So you mean some? You know, they don't.
How long was The Shallows?
The Shallows was a good movie. You got to see it. This girl gets trapped out on a rock,
mm-hmm.
and she's got a you won't like it because she's got a pet seagull out there with her, right? But the shock, what happens is she's a surfer. She goes out and starts surfing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these two guys are surfing, so they said they're going to go in. She should have went in, too. Instead, she stayed out there, and she's paddling along. All of a sudden, the shock bites her on the leg. She ends up on this rock where the tide hasn't come in yet. As the tide's coming in, she ends up on a buoy and stuff. It's a good movie, really good. She survives, but it's supposed to be a true story, too.
Really?
But it was good, The Shallows. Really good.
Well, guys, we're going to take our last commercial break and then come back and wrap up the show. We'll be back in a minute and 40. You're listening to Sports Infusion.
One thing from a charity standpoint, I always encourage people that if you can give to a soup kitchen, if you have a chance to do that on Thanksgiving Day, Thanksgiving weekend, do that. I've had a chance to do that a couple of times, and believe me, people are so grateful to have somebody that enjoys more resources than they do to take the time out to do that. For example, look at what Cam Newton did, buying Thanksgiving turkeys for 900 people in the Charlotte area down in North Carolina. So that's the one charity that I always want to be a part of, have the part to be a part of a soup kitchen and serving those who really can use it this holiday season.
You may not always drink beer, but when you do, make your choice. Ruby Diamond IPA. Prepare yourself. DeWalt Brewing Company.
Want to read and hear more about your favorite sports? Well, log on to ngscsports.com for all of our current content. Check out our podcast on our site, as well as iHeart, Spreaker, iTunes, TalkShoe, and more. Listen to live play-by-play of Nassau Community College basketball on the NGSC Spreaker radio player on the homepage. That and so much more from NGSC Sports, where we never stop.
I want to thank our local band, Route 150, for providing us with our show music. And, of course, make sure you follow the show on Twitter at sports_infusion. In a couple of weeks, we're actually going to be doing our last show on Blog Talk Radio next week because we will be joining the WELZ network, and they're going to be broadcasting on a different forum, so we will no longer have this Blog Talk forum, and that will be in 2 weeks. The launch date for WBLZ is August.
What do you mean by the block talk? What do you mean by that?
It's just the sound studio.
Well, they're changing the time, right?
Will also have a new time in 2 weeks. We're going to be on at 6:30 to 8:30.
Okay, 6:30 to 8:30.
So we will have a new time slot as well. So make sure that you check us out there.
And let me tell you things. I'm going to try to get Magic to come on. If I can, I'm going to really try it when we're at the Jeffrey Osborne fundraiser.
Will be August 8th. So we'll definitely keep you updated. Of course, you can go check out Sports X Media
and see all the pictures and the article on there. It's gonna be a good time. We had a very fun time when we went the first time, but now this time we're gonna get a little bit more interactive.
Elbow to elbow. Hopefully they have free food and stuff we can eat, because I'm gonna make me a monster sandwich. Maybe free champagne or free beer. Oh, I'll be drunk by sixth inning. They'll have to shut me off at the seventh inning stretch.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll be slurring. I'll go, yo, Magic. Larry Bird was better.
Oh, my God.
Magic was great the way he played, and Bird was great the way he played. They needed each other.
I
know?
Still think it was probably
the best rivalry ever.
Sports.
There was no other one. Even Detroit with Boston was a good rivalry,
too. But you know what? It was because of the two egos, too, because they really wanted to outdo each other. And that is funny that you bring that up, because Larry Bird was actually asked about Kevin Durant and joining Golden State. And he said, if that was me back in the day, I would have never been a Laker. That's the equivalent.
Yeah.
It really is. Yep. That is the equivalent. It would have been the equivalent of Bird or Magic, right? Bird going to the Celtics or Bird going to the Lakers.
I think Magic would have said the same thing.
I never would have joined my enemy. I would have wanted to beat him.
That's right.
And that is exactly how I felt. Larry Bird put it perfectly how I felt, is that
can be a douche.
Oh, he is such a douchebag.
Yeah.
He's serious.
I guess that just for the L in his autograph is $300.
He is such a douchebag. But he's also the guy who, you know, walks into a three-point shooting contest or a shooting contest, and he's like, okay, so which asshole's finishing second behind me?
That's right. That boy could shoot.
You know, there's not rivalries like that anymore.
No.
There just isn't. Everybody's so worried about being so politically correct.
Yeah.
Not that Bird Magic rivalry was disgusting or nasty, but it really was. They wanted to best each other.
Yep. And you know what the best part is? They became really good friends.
Yeah,
too.
They did.
Did you hear about Michael Jordan, though? Michael Jordan's building prisons. You know that a lot? Yeah, he's building prisons now. A lot of his money is going into building prisons because I guess there's a lot of money in building prisons.
Wow.
And I guess a lot of the African-American community is a little upset about that because he's basically
giving them homes.
Right. Yeah, well, he is. He's taking the homeless off the street, but still. But from what they say, there's a lot of money in putting up prisons. It's big, big money.
Oh,
I mean, wow, what an investment.
It really is. Guys, thank you so much for joining us, and make sure you join us at 9 o'clock next week. And, of course, the week after will be our new start time at 6:30. Follow the show at sports_infusion on Twitter, and we will talk to you next week.
Good night, people. Oh, and always remember, there's only one team in Undefeatedville.
Open pet shrimp.